Вот он, вел штелс, that the Hanukkah is different from all of the mitzvahs. All of the mitzvahs, the Moshe Pesach, we have to eat matzah, moroi, haseva, arbakoises, chefza the mitzvah, matzah, moroi, Pesach. Avada is a kind of pirsumenisse that comes out from it. It's a kind of pirsumenisse that comes out of it. People will realize, we sit with our kids, and they ask us what happened in Pesach, and we tell them that we went out of Mitzrayim, and we tell them the whole story. But the chefze of the mitzvah doesn't have shaykhes to pirsumenisse. Matzah is matzah, moror is moror. Megillah says that we have to read the Megillah. It's kedai to do it in shul. A lot of people will know. It's kedai. Ner Chanukah, the ikar mitzvah, the chefze of the mitzvah was pirsum nisa. That people will know, tell people the ness. What is the pshat? It's more from that. It's brought down in the Medrash. Oz choroloi to Matisyahu, Omar lechashmonoi, why are you scared? He said, listen, I'm one, my kids are seven, you have three kids, together we 12, Kodesh Baruch Hu will do a mess, we could fight. Rashi says, in the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, ונקדשתי בתוך בני ישראל, Rashi על התורה, כשמויסר עצמו ימסר עצמו למיסר, שכל המויסר עצמו נס, אין נויסים לנס. שכן מצינו בחדרה משל ועזרי, שלא ימוסרו עצמו לנס, so was a nes. You know, Avrom jumped into the custom, had a nes. Horon jumped in, he did not have a nes. We're not allowed to do a mesirus nefesh for hoping to have a nes. And Matisyahu, when he came and he told his people, come, we'll do the milchama, he says, I'm telling you we will have a nes. Well, David Cohen is safer in Me'er Chanukah, shtells on it. What? Alma, we know you're not allowed to ask for the ness. What is the pshat? You know, we know everyone, we spoke about Chanukah already a couple times. We saw B'nai Bino, Kovu Yimei Shmoino, the famous Kasha for the Bis Yosef. What is the pshat that we light? Chanukah camels for eightness. For 8 days, the nest was only 7 days, they found oil. It's a lot of terutzim on it, but the main terutz is that you're right, that the nest, that the oil lit for 8 days, you're right, for 1 day we did not have to have a nest. 1 day we knew that it lit on its own. About that the teva is also a nest. Right, we spoke of last time, I said of all for my shver, that b'sham I hold poichas v'hoylech, why is poichas v'hoylech? Makes sense, Moisi v'oilech, Poiches v'oilech. And he said, pshat, that person sees a car, tips over 8 times, Riboy v'shevayla. He tips out 7 times and he lands, Riboy v'shevayla. He tips on 2 times and he lands, Riboy v'oilech. And some people, even though it was almost a car accident, Riboy v'oilech. And some people, the fact that they live is Riboy v'oilech. Most, sometimes I don't know what happened to you, you come back Lil Shabbos, and the candles are lit until 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock by night. Never happened to you? Never happened to you? Never happened? There's no shaykhs to nest. Never happened to you? Sometimes it lights a little bit. So you think it's a nest? No, you think maybe the candle, the wind, let's go. If the Chanukah candles will light 2 days, but also 8 days, 8 days, it's a nest, right? When Chanukah comes, 8 days, it's not a nest. After living Chanukah for a day, 7 days is a mess. Yeah. After 2 days of Chanukah, even 6 days. After 8 days of Chanukah, the fact that oil lights, Mishom al Hashemen v'yidlak, Yom al Hachoymetz v'yidlak, in the 8th day of Chanukah, we're holding no ness. Candle is lighting, this is ness. Boi ro'ilom, this is ness. And this will be Shammai Olds. Poiches v'oilich. I alamol if in the 8th day, like the kids are fighting and something happens, and like one kid blames the other kid, I tell my kids, give me back the Hanukkah gift. I said, well, Mr. Hanukkah, after 8 days you think your friend could do something to you? 8 days living by Ha'olam, you think it's Yenem? Back the Hanukkah gift. Again, my kids fighting the 8 day of Hanukkah, I'll give it back. They didn't have a Hanukkah this year. So this is the reason Zogbe Shammai, Poiches Ma'olam. The last day we light one candle. We know Siddur by Ha'olam. And this is the avodah of Hanukkah, really, to believe in Beir HaOlam. But the Mefarshim asked, as we spoke last time, but the Mefarshim asked, why in Pesach we don't eat chveis like, you know, a matzah bray, just even matzah, and then matzah bray, even matzah bray is Beir HaOlam. Like, why we don't have such a thing in every Yom Tov to say, I'll say it in the Lomdish one or so, to say that even Teva is a mess. Why Hanukkah is the Yom Tov 7 days the real nest? To teach us that everything is a nest. It's a nice message, yeah? And everyone here believes in Beir HaOlam. And every Yom Tov you have a message that the Teva is a nest? Mitzrayim. We went out of Mitzrayim, Matzah, Mavor, Hashem saved us. Make now a Heker, Chveis. Chveis, take a horse from Mitzrayim, make a horse ride. Something, even the fact that, that the Teva exists is Beir HaOlam. We don't do a zecher, a symbolized to the Teva. And Hanukkah, we do a nes. And we realize that everything is Beir HaOlam. What's the Oilek? What is the Pshat? These are the three Aures. I'm saying, I want a little bit like this. Why? The Chanukah, the Pesach says outside. The Chefetz of the Nes, the Haimu, all of the Yontes we do. Sukkos. We do a Sukkah. But the Chefetz is not to Megale. We have to sit in a Sukkah. I'm not trying that the people will understand that it's a Nes. If someone will ask, we will explain them. The Nes is not to try to make Sukkah in a public place. I know some people in the house, they think of the roof, no one sees it, right? They don't make like that in the front of the house, outside. That's the soul they do. But chutzlars, yeah? Light candles inside. But we don't try to do it outside the sukkah. It's not made for public. Pesach is not made. We don't go out. Chanukah, we go out. What? This is the first hour. Second hour, that the Maccabim said, we know we'll be a Kiddush Hashem. We know we'll be Meisa Nefesh, we will be saved. We know Alamol in Kiddush Hashem. Rashi says, don't do it on Day Tidahor. Maybe our Shtol knows the Ore that the Veil puts down. Rashi says, don't think we jump the fire al Daz and you'll be saved. No. Jump al Daz to die, and then you'll be saved. Hashem said, you have to kill yourself in Kiddush Hashem. Why do you have a Hava Mine? Maybe I could jump al Daz to be saved. No, you don't have to be saved, you're not saved. And the third child is bad. So we know the 8 day, we know that they've been a couple of years, they understand, they tell us that it's Yosef, the fact that Teva lights, we should Hashem and the Hebrew, it's a nice message, but why Dafka and Chadak? The answer on all of these three things is that the Milchemes Yavon is Teva. We know what is called in the world Chochmas Yavon is called Teva. Yavon tried to convince us that the world is Teva uminhogui shel oilam. There's no Boira oilam. That was the Chochmas Yavon is Teva uminhogui shel oilam. There's nothing from Boira oilam. And they want us to forget, Ein lanu chelek v'nachlo be'eloiki Yisrael. And this is the message that they tried to give over. This is the message that they were giving over. Ein lanu chelek v'nachlo be'eloiki Yisrael. Klal Yisrael, b'meile la'ashkichum t'irosecho, u'la'aviru michuki retzeinecho. There's nothing, the Beir HaOlam is not manik the biro. It's not run by the Ribbono shel Olam. It's not run by the Ribbono shel Olam. If you read even books on the times of the Yevonim, Svarim Chitzonim. They minimize it. Yeah, you understand the story there. There's a big world, a lot of things are happening. It was a group of people in Jerusalem, yeah. And they fought, and then they had to be Samanish for a couple of years, and then again, and on and off, and then it destroyed itself. This is the way they put it together. We are brought up, it's a small, Beis HaMikdash. It's Chorev here, Chorev there, but that's in the whole time, Beis HaMikdash. The Yevonim did not want that we will be Makir and Beirol. And that was the Milchoma Eilanu Chelek V'Nachla Be'Elek Yisrael. The Nitzachin of the Yevonim was to believe that everything is from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Now when a person is Moisar Nefesh and Kiddush Hashem, he says, I don't care what you think, what I think, I know everything is Beir HaOlam, I don't care to die, this world is only where we stay, the real thing is Beir HaOlam, I need to listen to him, everything what is happening here is temporarily, so it's not Nefkemina. It's not Nefkemina. That is bad, so when a person dies on Kiddush Hashem, when a person is Moisar Nefesh on Kiddush Hashem, that is bad, and the Mahus. That is the Mahus bet. When we had the Nitzachon of Chanukah, was to give that message completely different. So the Chefza was to make the Pirsum and Nisa that everyone will know Asido Boir HaOlam. This is the end of the Milchom of the Yevonim. And this is the reason in Es Chanukah we will makpid to show that the Teva is Minhogu Shel Olam. Because at Mitzrayim, the Milchama was not if the Teva is or the Teva is not. We had Tzoras, and Hashem saved us. We thank Him. Sukkos. Hashem helped us. We thank Him. The Milchama of Yovam was Yesh Teva or Ein Teva. The Ribbono Shel Olam is above, or the Ribbono Shel Olam is not above. So we are makpid to have the eighth candle lighting to say and to yell and to take out Boir HaOlam. That is the Mahus. That is the Mahus. What we were metaken. And that is the Mesirus Nefesh. Maybe the Chashmonoim said here, while this is the Milchama, if is Teva or not Teva, Hashem will save us, because here the Kiddush Hashem is that Hashem is running the world. Normally the question is, if I listen to Hashem, I listen to you. I believe that Hashem is everything. So I'm Moisar Nafshi La'arika. The Maccabim was a part of Lehashrish Esora, to take away the bad, that they believe that it's a Teva, and to believe that it's Boir HaOlam. That is Be'etzem, the beginning of the Avodah of Chanukah. Now we have to know, the Avodah of Chanukah is not only to the outside. The halacha is that the Suma, the Moshe, doesn't make a bracha. It's like the Mishnah Berurah. Why? Because he doesn't have Pirsum Anisa. The Pirsum Anisa is to the person himself. That is the Mahus of Chanukah. So while that is the Mahus of Chanukah, we say, Aneus, Alalu, Eilanu, Rashus, Le'ishtam, Veshel, Kedei, Le'oilis, Le'halem. Why? Because we have to make it very clear. As Aloch and Chanukah, Mipnei Achshad. Sukkah is not Mipnei Achshad. A person has a nice house, he has a sukkah, people don't know where he is. And I hear some people in America don't sleep in the sukkah. Yeah? So it's the biggest chshad in the world. Maybe he sleeps in the house. Maybe be a chiv to break down the houses. I'm not nervous. Here, the whole chefze, I want to explain, is to ourselves. That we have to take the Chanukah and manage in these 8 days of Chanukah to give ourselves a message, a strong message. We believe in Boir HaOlam, we believe Ein Oid Milvadoi. Not that we believe only that the nest could happen. The famous word of Rabbi Moshe Feinstein last week's parasha, 2 weeks ago. Yaakov Avinu sends Malochim to Esau. like the Moshe Feinstein, Matrich Malachim to Esav, send someone. So again, Moshe Feinstein, for Yaakov Avinu to ask a Malach to go, or to ask a human being to go, he knew by the Boir HaOlam was no different. It's not called a Matrich Boir HaOlam. It's like a guy who comes, his father is wealthy, multi-millionaire, yeah? Comes home, he's very thirsty, says, his father, can get a cup of water? His father says, why water? I don't spend any money, I didn't want to ask for soda. This was sugar, I think the difference between giving you water or soda. This was sugar, there's no difference. Kid says, no, but I wanted to be nice, I didn't want to be matriach. The kid's not Magia. So look at Moshe Feinstein. Yaakov Avinu needed to send someone to Esav. To ask a malach, to ask a human being, Hashem has to send them the Kmiu and Hashem. If the person is walking, the malach is walking, no difference to Beir HaOlam. Since Pshat Chazal say that when Ashu, there were millions of people standing around Yerushalayim, to kill you, to destroy Yerushalayim, overnight the malach killed them. They woke up in the morning, no one was there. And Yishayahu didn't say Shira. So it was a big kitu. She wanted to kill Yishayahu, he didn't say Shira. I saved you from millions of people. Ad sheposcho oretz ve'omro shir. So Moshe, why Yishayahu didn't say Shira? What if it would be a fly that almost killed him and the end didn't kill him? He would say Shira? No, the fly almost came and then he got caught in the electric machine to make Shira. So you think for Hashem is different to kill 5 million people in one shot from the fly? It takes the same time. But one buzz. Why does he shiur? Ad sheposcho oretz v'omro shiro zog Moshe da oretz said, Hashem, you want shiur? I will say shiur. There's a grass, there's trees. I can say shiur on everything. Yishayahu didn't feel, the tap and muna didn't feel. But we have to know that it's not v'hoidesu lehalel, that even that we believe that everything is going on, is a chiyu v'idoy. That is the second part, v'hoidesu lehalel. We'll see if we'll get to that. But the mahus of Chanukah is that we start to understand 8 days, 7 days, 3 days, 2 days, 1 day is the same thing for Beir HaOlam. It's not only, like I said, I said for my shmer that the pshat is, we start Chanukah 8 days, we know Beir HaOlam. After living it for a whole day, 7 days, we know Beir HaOlam. And the end, we know, Mishom al Hashem and V'choy Mitzvah Yidlak, Yim al Hashem and V'yidlak, Mishom al Hashem and V'yidlak, Yim al Hashem and V'yidlak, it's the same thing, it's no shrak and bichlal to Beir HaOlam. That is where we have to get to in Chanukah. But the tifu we get is that it's taking no difference the first day and the 8th day. It's taking that harder. It's taking that shverer. When a person will feel like that, in our because it's the kenusach, we say, Alamol, the bracha v'hobna v'os to bichal. Yeah, he wants a bracha, but you know, if he makes business with that guy, it's the bracha could catch. You know, Hashem has to help him, but he got it too hard. Invest in real estate, you know, Hashem could help him. Yeah. You know, the bracha hasn't wanted to be chal. You know, that because of the kanusach. The bracha hasn't wanted to be chal. Not Shabbat, it's a Muslim. Isha Shunami, it's the Shemen, but the Shemen, the Isha Shunami, it doesn't mean that it was easier. I mean, for one oil that she poured all over, the bracha has to be chal on something. The mahus of Yavon of every generation, and especially in our generation, that Hashem makes it, that it looks lachachomim, boicher, lamaskilim, kesef. You really think you're smart, you're successful to have emunah brura. Emunah brura. That is be'etzim the avodah of Chanukah. And I'm saying, why? I spoke last week with Taylor, we'll try to put the word into it. A person has to know that that is a very big base. Is one avodah over Chanukah to believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kol yachol. And everything comes from him. But the emunah brura. And we light it, and we fasten the nes, and we say, "Ani Yisamani." That everyone will understand. Kivyochol, and all the mitzvahs. Even if we don't have the toichem of the mitzvah, Seder, we ate matzah. Matzah, zukah, shemayomah. Zukah, the man yeil, about it. But the be'etzim, the chefze of the mitzvah. In Chanukah, the chefze of the mitzvah is to understand the mesirus nefesh. To understand the ness that everything is run by the Ribbono Shel Olam. That everything is run by the Ribbono Shel Olam. That is the avodah of Chanukah. And this is the reason Chazal were not kriveya and the Nitzochim. We spoke last time different reasons why Chazal were not kriveya the Ness and the Nitzochim, and they were kriveya the Chanukah, because the Nitzochim is very easy to understand. You know, terrorist attack or attack a big country and they could run away. We could see it in the whole world. In the world, you're right, sometimes a couple terrorists could take away a whole country. Yehudis came, she killed the king, so everyone got scared, they ran away. It happens. America ran away from Vietnam. It happens. But the oil is something that can happen. It's again that message. Now, this is the first chelik of Chanukah. The second chelik, miyad that you believe that. We believe what Hashem did it for Lag B'Toyla. Hashem did it Zaydin B'Yad Uiski Sirosecha. Hashem does it because He wants people to learn. He wants people to be better people. That is the Avodah. This is what He wants the person to do. This is what He wants the person to do. And the person has to think to himself, I'm going this Chanukah to be Meisar Nefesh and to grow and to be a different person. I'm going to do that, or I'm going to be the regular person. And I'm man to be madnish. First, you work on the chelik of emunah. That is easy, because it doesn't ask for you for so much. To sit and learn the whole Chanukah instead of the parties is a shtickle shvel. Don't my olam. But to believe in b'ra'i olam, it's easy. But the chokhmah is, when you believe in b'ra'i olam, you believe that He helps. Hashem made the nisim of Chanukah to show us and to teach us that a person that wants to grow in ruchnis, a person that wants to become a talmid chokhmah, a person that wants to do mitzvahs, He will help him. Like I spoke last time, I spoke out that all of the nisim that are done for Klal Yisrael over the years were physical nisim. He saved us. He saved people. Chanukah was a nes that people wanted to do a mitzvah behidu, and Hashem helped them to do the mitzvah behidu. That is the mahus of Chanukah. Hashem helped to do the mitzvah behidu. Means if I want to know Shas, He will help me. If I want to know Shulchan Aruch, He will help me. If I want to be a Talmid Chacham, He will help me. But I have to be Meisar Nefesh. And when a person believes in the first thing, the second thing happens. The second thing happens. The Kedusha is Alemol Kumt Miteyeh. The Kedusha comes with Torah. Zeidim b'yad oiski seirosecha. We said on a mitzvah, the Nitzochon was the oiski seirosecha. So if a person takes on himself that this Chanukah is going to be Meisar Nefesh, like I spoke out, Mesirus Nefesh doesn't have to be that someone wants to kill you. Mesirus Nefesh is no one is learning and I'm learning. It's very shver and I'm learning. I'm not into it and I'm learning. That is called Mesirus Nefesh. And as Aftoche, and when a person is Mesirus Nefesh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes Nisim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes Yeshuas. Mishom al Achoy Mitzvah Yidlak, Yom al Hashem in the Yidlak. You're not smart, you will understand. You don't have a memory, you will remember. But midaf machal, you have to jump, you have to push. And if you jump and you push, and you take on yourself. Now, I just want to say, practical, when it's serious. When a person wants these things to work, there's one cloud. Remember this cloud. There's one cloud. The Yitzhara is Melech Zokin Viksil. He's smarter than you. He already knows people for 2,000 years of Hanukkah. If you're not planning before Hanukkah, so how am I so Lefesh? He says, I will learn when you say that, I will learn. What I'm going to do? What I'm going to cover? By night, by day. What I'm going to cover? The Hanukkah will pass and you will not grab Anta Mesuris Lefesh. The guy decides he's chazir from the beginning to where they hold him now. He's finishing his alimut. But say, yeah, I'll be Moisel Nefesh. Well, I'll be Moisel Nefesh. I'll come back and I'll try to look at the Kibbutz. I'll try. Say it. I'll get lost. I know myself. Where I'm going to grab onto the Mesivos Nefesh. When a person decides, I'm going to grab onto the Mesivos Nefesh. I'm going to make it to happen. And he has a plan. But it starts tomorrow. It's not enough time. It starts tomorrow. Remember, you will jump, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help. It starts. The Salah Yenayir is tonight. Everything tomorrow. You could learn. You could come. Start. The 8 days of Steiger. The 8 days of Mesilus Nefesh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give Siyata Dishmaya. And it will shine. And it will shine. And Be'ez Hashem will have the light of day.